think it is a real joy, privilege, blessing, and honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's precious love, His infinite wisdom, His understanding, and especially, as I said many times, having mercy upon a vile sinner such as myself. Without price, without money, gave me a drink out of a well of living water, and I can truthfully say I've never thirsted again. I've been satisfied completely. On the inside, that's where He lives. He took up His abode in my heart, and He sanctified and cleansed me, washed me, purified me with His blood. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. Blood got to apply to the little posts and doors of your heart, or God can ever take you into heaven. You've got to be sanctified and cleansed. We're ashamed of iniquity and born in sin. We have depraved, fallen to damaged nature. Beloved, we're dead in sin. Of course, He's got to quicken you, make you alive. He's got to make a new creation, a new creature out of you. Old things have got to pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved and born again. He puts you in newness of life. You need to experience the new birth, the second birth, the spiritual birth, the Lord from heaven. The first birth, an earthly birth. Beloved, you were shaped in iniquity and born in sin in that birth out of your mother's womb. When you were born, you had a depraved, sinful, Adamic nature. Nature acted the similitude of Adam. Beloved, he failed to sin, and sin, of course, was imputed because he had a knowledge of sin. And, of course, he was cast out of the Garden of Eden and put under a curse. If man's under a curse, he's shaped in iniquity and born in sin. I'm glad that Jesus became a curse for us. Curses everyone that hangeth on the tree, beloved. He bore our sin in his own body on the tree at Calvary on the cruel Roman cross. He laid down his side, suffered beyond our comprehension. His proof of iniquity, the Bible said, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes only can you get healed. He's the healing balm, chief physician. You expect to go to heaven, beloved, you're going to have to experience the new birth. That is a second birth. That's a spiritual birth. That's the Lord from heaven. Now, there was a man. We talked about him a lot of times, and God brought my mind again. A man was now called Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin court, an elder, a ruler of the Jews. Now, he knew about the law. Well, furthermore, I believe he was a good man, so far as goodness goes. There's nothing good so far as justification is concerned. And I believe he was a good-hearted man. I believe his intention was real good. And I know a lot of people sincere, they're just sincerely wrong. Of course, God deals with all and has mercy about folk that are just ignorant. We all are to some extent. And I know I still am, but I'm not ignorant God's salvation. But there was a man that came to Jesus, and he came to him by night. He was a good man as far as his nature was concerned. That is, his tender heart, and won't do the right thing. Of course, he tried to defend Jesus on one occasion. The rest of the elders there said that they wanted to convict him and condemn him. He said, thus our law condemn a man before it has had a chance to hear him. So they reproved him over that, but he was really searching and seeking. So he came to Jesus by night. And of course, the first thing Jesus said to him, he got there with Nicodemus, verily, verily, I said, surely, surely, I say, you accept the man, be born again. He cannot enter in the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus was puzzled at what he said. He said, I'm an old man. I ain't being an old man. How in the world am I going to get back to my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about fleshly birth, that which is born of the water. Of course, that's fleshly. It's a water birth, a fleshly birth, but there you've got the experience of the spiritual birth, that is the Lord from heaven. He said, except you be born of water, that is the flesh, and of the Spirit. He said, you cannot and will not enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, you've got to be born again. Beloved, you've got to experience a new birth. He's got to get alive in you. You've got to be, he's got to be born in you. You've got to be quickened, made alive. If that doesn't transpire and happen inside your soul, beloved, it's not in the figment of your imagination. It's not easy to believe, is it? It's not lip service and, of course, and the mind salvation, beloved. It's got to get past all that. It's got to get down to the depth of your soul, right down to the heart of your soul. That's the reason the Bible says, for with the heart, that's the soul, center of man, the eternal being of man, the soul, beloved. Spirit within the soul, that's got to get right down, beloved. The eternal part of you, that's got to be cleansed and washed by the blood of Jesus. You've got to experience a new birth, that is a supernatural birth, that's a spiritual birth. The Lord from heaven must be born in you. He's got to be born inside you, beloved. Before he can do that, you've got to have the blood applied. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness, no remission for sin, except the Bible said, Jesus said, the Word of God said, if your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. Now, they were self-righteous. They were religious, and but they'd done a lot of good deeds, and they had a lot of good things. Of course, most of them was vile and wretched, puffed up and bowled up and arrogant and self-centered, loving and weren't really what they ought to be in because they were in sin. But there were some of them who had good intention. But all of them, no matter who they were, all their righteous and all my righteousness, everybody else's righteous and loving is a filthy rag. That's what Isaiah said. Our righteousness is filthy rag in the sight of God Almighty. That's because we're not righteous within ourselves. We're unrighteous. We're wretched. We're vile. We're sinners by birth, beloved. We choose to fall into sin. We reach that age of accountability. Sin is imputed. And if you die in sin, you wind up facing the second death, the eternal death, the place where there will be an unquenchable fire, where the worm will ever die, the smoke of atonement will ascend up, ever and ever, and there will be no rest day, no night. And there's no need anybody going to heaven. Jesus died at Calvary, took our place, became our substitute, propitiation, the atonement for our sins. He's the only name under heaven given among men whereby we all must be saved. God has highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, and there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby all the world, beloved, must be saved. The Bible said the Lord Jesus was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Beloved, he's the only one ever has, ever could, beloved, resurrect himself from the dead. All these other so-called spiritual leaders and all these so-called saviors, such as they call themselves, brothers call them, beloved, they're still dead. All them that died without Jesus died, they're in hell, no matter who they are. Don't make no difference what they proclaim. Beloved, it's all self-will. It's all the flesh. God has highly exalted him, that's Jesus, and gave him a name above every name, and there is not a name under heaven given among men whereby we all must be saved. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. God has raised him, beloved, from the dead. Got up from the dead that early Sunday morning, the third day, beloved, up from the grave he rose. He rose a victor of the dark domain. He lives forever, and the song says, and he reigns, reigns, reigns. He's a reigning and a ruling Christ, and he's got a great seat of authority today in heaven itself, on the mercy seat, the real mercy seat, heaven itself intercede for the saints according to the will of God. God resurrected him from the dead. He got up from the dead, beloved. Nobody said had power to take my life. He said, I got power to give my life and to live, get, lay down my life and raise it up again. God had gave him that power. He is the express image of God Almighty. He got reincarnate in a human body. God got there and became man, but the Son of Man, yet the Son of God. And God, man, and man, God in man, beloved. Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of living God. Beloved, the Savior for all mankind. He desires to save every human being. He died for the sin of the world. The Bible said, whosoever will could come and get a drink out of a well of living water and never thirst again. I've had that drink. I got me a drink out of that well 40 wonderful years ago. I'm not anything. Let me don't claim to be. Don't ever desire to be. I want to be unknown yet well known to God. Only thing I want to do is manifest the Lord Jesus Christ and preach him crucified, buried, and resurrected from the dead, because that's the truth. But God has exalted him, gave him a name above every name, and beloved, God has highly decreed that, beloved, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby all the world must be saved. Now, if you try to come up any other way, you'll be guilty before God by a blood sacrifice without an atonement for your sin, and beloved, you'll be cast out into a place of eternal torment and damnation, which was created for the devil and his angels. Man, if he goes to hell, he goes an intruder. Some folks are saying, and they don't really understand what they're saying, said, God wouldn't send an enemy to hell. God's not going to send somebody to hell. Well, you're right. God sent Jesus to keep you out of hell. But beloved, you're your own personal being, and you've got a free will. And beloved, you can choose to receive it. You can choose to reject it. You can choose to do good. You can choose to do evil. You can't blame the evil, all your problems and pains and suffering, thing you got yourself into, on God. Beloved, you have to take some responsibility for yourself. So God made us free moral beings, having all of good and evil, being able to choose him and reject him, be able to do what's right above it, just leave it alone. All of us are going to give an account. But if you're found guilty before God, beloved, without a blood atonement, without his blood, the blood of God's own Son, the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified one, that died Calvary, above it, heard and got up from the dead. Sure as a God in heaven, he ever lived, and is in heaven itself on the right hand of the Father, above it, ever seen the saints according to the will of God. I'm glad he can be kept with the feet of our friend at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He's the only one that ever has been or could be sinless. All of us have beloved fleshly birth. We came by the way of mankind. He came by the way of the Holy Ghost. His birth was immaculate. His birth was divine, beloved. He wasn't born of the will of flesh, or the lust of flesh, beloved, the will for the by the flesh, but by the Holy Ghost of God. He was placed in a womb of a virgin. God there said, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We are saved, God in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. What a blessing it is to be saved. Beloved, God won't send you to hell, you'll send yourself to hell. Hell was created, Lucifer, Satan, the son of the morning, the devil himself, all the angelic force that followed after this transgression, disobedience. He's a powerful being, beloved. He's more mighty and powerful than we are, beloved. And he'll overcome you and consume you. Nobody has any hope of going to heaven outside the crucified one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will not send you to hell. You'll do that yourself. God sent Jesus to keep you out of hell. If you go to hell, you go as an intruder. You don't have to go to hell, beloved. You can go to heaven simply by repenting your sins and believe in the gospel, beloved, when the word of God speaks to you. You can't believe, you heard, you can't hear without a preacher. He cannot preach, beloved, except he be sent. Salvation is a free gift. You don't have to wait to try to go up to the church and get in the water of the grave and do all types of miraculous works or good deeds, beloved. It's not by works that any man should boast. It's a gift of God. Don't you understand? A gift is absolutely and positively free. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who said, but believe it, this is not mind and tongue, beloved. It's with heart. That's the soul, but that's the soul. When you really believe on him, receive him, you'll automatically, beloved, get broken, contrite. You'll repent. You'll give up yourself. You'll be tired, sick of yourself. You'll call on God, beloved, with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. When you do, I guarantee you, you'll know it, and God will save your soul from hell. He'll transform you and sanctify you, cleanse you, make you brand new on the inside, and put you in newness of life. That's what the Bible said. Therefore, if any man, now that is mankind, any person, be in Christ, see the new creatures, old things pass away, all things become new to you automatically when you get saved. I mean, there'll be a new nature, a swine's nature be cut out of you, and the old lust and desire of the blood that was on the inside, depraved by birth, blooded by that, by this old physical birth, it'll be eradicated, done away with, and a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I guarantee you, think it'll be different, your walk will be different, your talk will be different, you'll be a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things does pass away, all things will become new to you. I mean, you'll still be tempted, but you won't want to fall after those kind of things. You'll have a new nature, new desire, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Here it is, it's free for you. Freely have received, he said, freely give the gospel free. And he paid the price at Calvary. You'll just repent, turn your sins, accept the gospel, feed his blood, and believe on him, accept him, all over the boat, call the contrite spirit, save it, just like y'all. See, my time's going to write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. Our prayer in his name. Amen.